Jack is here with us, a special Friday edition. We like things that float. So believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, the ping pong ball is going to float in the air. Jack, what do you need to float the ping pong ball? Tell Mr. Kobrick.
A molecule machine.
A molecule.
Ordinary people would call this a blow dryer. What we call it, a molecule machine.
You've got it. All right, flip it on. Let's make it happen. Ready? All right, so here we go. Nice job. All right, so here we go. Ping pong ball or the little fake golf ball. Okay. Getting ready. We got it. Life is amazing here. I even got a second one here. Let's see if we've got a second
one
here. Not bad. All right, now, Jack, it gets better, doesn't it? All right, let's ask Mr. Kobrick and see if he understands. Ask him how it works. Ready?
So what pulls the ping pong ball down?
Gravity.
Nice.
Correct.
Thank you. Good. Thank
what
you.
What pushes it up?
The molecule machine.
Correct.
Thank you.
Now, what do we call it? Bernoulli's?
Bernoulli's principle.
Nice job. All right, really? So here's what it states. Fast-moving air travels up, goes around the ball, and that fast-moving air going around the ball creates an area of lower pressure. Now, we always want Mr. Kobrick to do something, but are we going to have him do this?
No.
What do we have in store for him? Something?
Something really, really
usually
big.
Usually Mr. Kobrick is in danger at this point.
That's right. All right, so here we go. So if we're going to float this ball
right here, what do we need?
You better give Mr. Kobrick.
Oh, the weed eater.
That's right.
Leaf blower.
You got to have the leaf blower.
Oh, okay.
A bigger molecule machine.
That's right. Okay. Bigger molecule machine. All right. So you can
ready?
Nice job. See, that's not bad. Oh. You could be amazing in the neighborhood. This will be a lot of fun for you to try. All right, but we've got something better, all right? Even better than that? Well, but you got to have the molecule machine, because if you know something about that, you can actually learn about a wing. So the air travels over the top of the wing, right? And so if you took a little tiny piece of paper like this.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
All right, so just a little tiny piece of toilet paper.
You might want to stand back there, Andrew.
You can blow over the surface. But why would you blow over the surface when you can do this, all right? So you ready, Jack? All right, so you hang on here like this. And Mr. Kobrick, I'll grab here like this so that you're out of harm's way.
Okay.
Right, so you just kind of shoot up like this.
Hey!
That's wonderful, ready? Right? Now, we don't try it at home. We try it at a